This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized self-reliance in the energy sector, stating that the world is moving towards a green future and India is actively leading the way by balancing economic growth with ecological preservation. Addressing a large gathering after launching various infrastructure projects worth over 18,000 crore rupees in Surat yesterday, the Prime Minister pointed out that out of India's total renewable energy capacity of 250 gigawatts, Gujarat alone contributes 50 gigawatts, accounting for a crucial one-fifth of the nation's green energy share. Speaking on the transformation of Surat, the Prime Minister praised the city's spirit and its transition into a green city.
Surat sirf swachhta aur circular economy tak hi simit nahi hai balki green growth ke dusre madhyamon ka bhi abhutpurva gati se vistar ho raha hai. Surat aisi vyavastha banane mein juta hai jahan sadkon par chalne wali sari basein electric hongi. Saath hi yahan Surat metro ka bhi vistar ho raha hai. Ye सारे कदम हरित शहर के रूप में सूरत की पहचान को और सशक्त करेंगे.
After reaching Surat, the Prime Minister first visited Hazira and reviewed the ongoing industrial and infrastructure operations. Addressing a large gathering after launching a series of developmental projects worth over 2,970 crore rupees in Daman, the Prime Minister noted that India continues to be among the fastest growing economies in the world. He assured that the citizens that the country will forge ahead with its reform express while prioritizing massive infrastructure development and welfare schemes for the poor. India's economy has maintained a strong momentum in 2025-26, with real gross domestic product GDP estimated to grow by 7.7% in comparison to 7.1% in 2024-25. The Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation yesterday released the provisional estimates of annual GDP for the financial year 2025-26 and quarterly estimates of January to March this year. It said the primary sector has observed 3.2% growth rate, mainly driven by the performance of agriculture and fishery sectors. Union Minister Amit Shah yesterday said that India's growth journey continues to fuel economic prosperity under the visionary economic reforms initiated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Referring to the GDP growth rate, 7.7% recorded in the financial year 2025-26, Mr. Shah said the achievement reflects the strength of India's economy has acquired over the past 12 years. The old minister further noted that even at a time when the world is grappling with an economic crisis, the Prime Minister's far-sighted policies have helped the nation safely navigate every challenge. Minister for Petroleum and Natural Gas Hardeep Puri announced that natural gas has been discovered at the Sri Vijayapuram Third, about 15 kilometers off the east coast of the Andaman Islands. In a social media post, Mr. Puri said, the discovery reinforces the vast energy potential of the Andaman Sea and marks another success in the ongoing exploration campaign in the basin. He said, Oil India is currently undertaking gas sampling to assess the composition and calorific value of the gas. Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has extended the last date for submission of applications for verification of marks and re-evaluation till 7th of June. In a social media post, the board said the students can now submit their applications till Sunday midnight. Nominations to the Padma Award 2027 will remain open till 31st of the next month. Ministry of Home Affairs has said that the nominations and recommendations of Padma Awards, which are started on 15th of March, will only be received online on the Rashtriya Puraskar portal. The Padma Awards, namely Padma Vibhushan, Padma Bhushan and Padma Shri, are among the highest civilian awards of the country. In cricket, India will take on Afghanistan in a one-off test match at the Maharaja Yadavendra Singh International Cricket Stadium in New Chandigarh today. The match will be the first test between the two sides since 2018 when Afghanistan played its maiden test match. And that's the end of this news bulletin.